I am John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Well, you know, sugar is a big concern in the American diet, as well as for people around the world. The Australians are going crazy with exactly the same problem. Obesity is growing, and it's a problem. So one of the things that the FDA has come up with is adding they've come out with a new labeling system, which is now in force. And if you're a manufacturer of foods, a purveyor of foods, and you make more than $10 million
in sales?
Receipts and sales from that, you have to have this new label by January 1st, 2020. If you make less than $10 million, you get an extra year, so 2021.
And what does this extra label say?
Well, it's got a little extra thing. The label is much better, by the way, just generally, and I'll get to that in a minute. But the important thing for our point of view is that it now has something called added sugars is actually going to be cited. And you can already see it on labels. They started doing it right away. Many of them, many manufacturers started doing that right away. So anytime you have an occasion to actually put a label on a processed food or anything like that, you've got to have this added sugars.
And how is it expressed, the added sugars?
Usually in grams and sometimes... Yeah, it's never expressed in teaspoons, curiously enough, although that's the way people use it.
So
what's kind of amusing, though, is with this new label, everything's in much larger, bolder print.
Well, that's good.
So that you can read it more easily. That was a very persistent complaint that the FDA was getting about those labels that were being put on foods. Couldn't read them. They were too tiny. And I think many... producers, you know, especially if they have a product that's relatively small, they've got to shrink that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're happy enough to shrink it down to the point where you need a magnifying glass to read it, you know.
So can you give me an example of a food that we're talking about and the kind of label it might have?
Well, I'll tell you, what's most concern is soda pop. And they've changed the portion size that they're reporting on. And that's something to pay attention to. Formerly, they used to say the portion size was 8 ounces.
Okay.
They've changed that to 12 ounces because they've realized the people who are drinking these things aren't drinking 8 ounces.
they're drinking
12
at least
ounces.
12.
So I think that's wise. That's right. And they should be doing that. And then this, the amount of sugar added is expressed in, you know, first of all, you have to have a thing that says total sugars.
Uh-huh.
And then there's sugar added. So you can get a percentage, you can observe what is the actual percentage of sugar that was added to this product.
In soft drinks, it's all sugar.
It's all sugar. Yeah, it'll be the same figure. total sugar and added sugar is going to be the same amount.
The same thing.
Because there is no natural state of soda pop in nature.
What about a fruit juice? What about something like orange juice?
Well, now that's more interesting because how are they going to express that? They're probably... from all that I can read, is they're going to let it be expressed as these are natural sugars. And so that will be subsumed under the total sugars thing. And added sugars, there shouldn't be anything.
There shouldn't be any added sugar.
Shouldn't be anything. It should be zero grams.
So then we also have canned foods.
Yes.
Some of, like canned tomatoes, which should not have sugar added to it. But there are many brands where I've read labels and they would say sugar, but they wouldn't say how much.
That's
right.
Now
they'll have to say.
Now they will have to say how much is being added to that product. But be sure and check that we're still talking about the same serving size, you know,
right.
Because that has been rationalized, uh-huh. I think is the term that they used. The curious thing was they're doing all this, and at the same time, they're insisting that our consumption rate of sugar has gone significantly down to 15% from 1999, which was its peak. I don't think that that's actually accurate. I don't think that's true.
Well, it depends on how they're measuring it. You know,
yeah.
If it's just actual sugar consumption, like pounds of sugar, and they can actually show that people are eating less, you know, fewer pounds of sugar, but they could be still getting more sugar that's been added to foods that are canned or frozen.
There's a huge
amount. So I don't see how they can even estimate that sugar consumption has gone down. I don't know how they would do that.
I think there's a huge problem there in how they're actually measuring the sugar consumption. And there's also the factor that there's a enormous amount of so-called stealth sugar. That is sugar appearing in places that common sense would tell you there's no sugar in dill pickles.
Yeah.
Why is there sugar in this dill pickle jar? But,
there
you know,
are.
If you're not looking for it, you won't find it.
But now you will, because it'll have to be listed on the label.
So I'm going to keep on top of this, because I'm especially going to keep on top of the whole issue of how is this consumption of sugar being measured, and we'll report back maybe another occasion when you will tune in to
the Food Guys.